This mass is offered for the repose of the soul of Rangli Lucera Mela Lueras, Ruth Apodaca, Juan Salinas, and Archbishop Michael Jarmo Sheehan. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today it is appropriate that we conclude this time we have with the Book of Tobit. I hope you've read it and followed through the story. Otherwise, you're surprised to see such great joy here on this particular day with these readings. At the beginning, Tobias was on the point of begging for death. Sarai was asking for suicide, but realizing that she couldn't bring herself to it, so just asking God to strike her down. And so in the midst of all the terrible work, God sent his holy angel, whose name means remedy, Raphael, to heal things and to make all things well, for God heard their cries of these two persons across other sides of the world, in essence, at the same moment, and sought to work out their fulfillment of their ultimate desires at one and the same time. We see that Tobit takes courage, realizing that though God had scourged him, that God had allowed him to be attacked, to be smited, to be harmed in this way, he also allowed him to see again, and to see the one thing he longed to see, which was not merely financial prosperity, not merely that his eyes would be able to be opened so that he could see again other things, but only his son, and particularly that his son would be well taken care of, and that he would have a good wife, a good future, and that his son's name would live on. When we contemplate the mystery of death, it's similar things that can go on within our own lives, that we think that nothing is worth going on forward. It's easy to be lost in such great grief. But the Lord knows how to take even the most violent of circumstances that the soul could feel and turn them out for good, if we just wait on the Lord. Archbishop Michael was known to say often to his seminarians, but also to anyone who would listen, simple words that you and I can take within our own souls to help us through whatever difficulty we may find ourselves in. He said, "If you just give yourself to the Lord the best you can, he will take care of you." He said, "If you would just give yourself to Jesus the best you can, he will take care of you." And then subsequently list all the ways that would occur to him in the particular moment in which maybe you could be struggling, or maybe have a fear or any bit of anxiety, and say, "In this, God will take care of you. Financially, he'll take care of you. In friendship, he will take care of you. In that need for wives or husbands, he will take care of you. In the realm of the sexual, he will take care of you. In the realm of economics, he will take care of you. In the realm of anxiety for the things of this earthly life, he will take care of you. The only requisite is that you give yourself to the Lord the best you can. It is not necessary that we attain perfection in every moment, though the Lord gives you and I every grace to achieve perfection in every moment. God is not stingy with graces. He either reveals them all or he withholds them all. He is very generous with all the graces. It's just that we are lacking in generosity in what we're willing to accept. And so if we give ourselves to the Lord the best that we can in any particular moment, he will take care of us. That's why Tobias could say within this moment that he is so thankful to the Lord God that he allows him to see, and that he has healing in particular within this moment. It's something that reminiscent of something that you and I can find strength in the midst of whatever struggle we have in by going to Psalm 27. In fact, it's one of the options, lesser taken options, but a very fine option to take for the rite of the funeral mass, from Psalm 27. Verse 13, which is toward the end, says this: "That I remain confident of this, that it will see God's goodness, the goodness of the Lord, in the land of the living." It's easy to think, yes, God has something in store for us at the end of time when the resurrection of the body occurs, or maybe if I'm faithful enough to make a last confession and then do not die in the state of mortal sin, and so am able to attain eventually through many millennia of purgatory, that I will see God's goodness. But that's not the promise that our Lord has for those who love him the best that they can. His promise is, yea, even now. Remember what our Lord said to Peter the other day, last week, I believe it was, where we had the reading of the rich man, the rich young ruler, who, because of his attachments to this earthly life, could not sell all of his possessions and then go follow the Lord. He was burdened down, and so downcast he went. Peter realized that he had given up everything to the Lord, and he said, "Well, what will our be reward then? Because we've done all this." And our Lord reminds him, there's not a soul that has given up lands or children or husbands or wives. or anything else within this present life, who will not receive so many times over husbands and wives, children and lands, and all sorts of possessions with persecution in this life and eternal life in the next life. The Lord desires us not to have merely blessings that will accrue to us at the end of time or when, God willing, we should arrive at the blessedness of heaven, lives of the saints. But even now, the Lord desires it. To take us out into the rest of the Eucharist and to give us courage as we go forward, listen to the words of the whole of Psalm 27 and ask our Lord to encourage you in the midst of your particular struggle. Saint David, the great king, writes within this psalm, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I remain confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, and this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord, to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above all the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord, be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me. Do not forsake me, my God, my Savior. Though my father and mother do forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me, Lord, your way. Lead me in straight paths because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hope in God, I will praise him still. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, take courage, and wait for the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.